This is tape 660816, side 2, recording at Picaris with Pat Martinez.
You have to record when you push it in?
Yeah, well, you have to put it on record, too. Okay, Pat. How many people are there now? How many people are there now who consider themselves Picaris Indians, who are on the rolls as Picaris Indians?
Well, I don't know. I can tell it right off because, well, I think about maybe a little over 3/4 of them. 3/4 would be exact, I think.
Yeah, who live here.
Yeah.
You mean there are other people who live here?
Well, we've got few. Yeah, few that lives outside from here.
That live outside from here. Now, what are the approximately how many are there altogether?
Oh, we thought that we've got about 100.
About
100.
Everybody here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Elsewhere.
Now, is there a roll kept with names on it where this could be checked?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Where, down at the agency?
Yeah, down at the agency. And we've been trying to make a new membership, see who really belongs here, you know, membership row.
And you say only about 1/4 of them live away.
Yeah.
Most of them live right here.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So how many houses are there that are occupied approximately?
About 18 or 19, something like that.
18 or 19 houses. And the people who go away just go off to work. And then they sometimes come back.
Yeah, they come back sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Now, the houses, who owns the houses? Are they owned by the men, the women, by the families? Or does anybody say it's my house? Or
yeah, we could say that it's my house.
Yeah, but who owns them technically, if anybody?
Women or men?
Or men.
It doesn't make any difference.
Well, it don't make any difference, just so it's their house.
Usually
it's
the family.
Yeah, the family, yeah.
How many kivas do you have here that are now used?
About 4, I think.
That are in use?
Yeah.
Yeah, they used to have more.
Mm-hmm, we used to have more, yeah.
Yeah. All right, what are the names of the kivas?
Well, we do not have any name for the kivas, you know. We just say 1, 2, 3, 4, that's all.
You don't use names?
No,
for the kivas
we don't know.
Who belongs to the different kivas? How is that? There's different men belong to the kivas. Huh?
Well, they used to, but not now. They all the community belongs to the community.
Does it everybody belongs
to
all the kivas?
Yeah, everybody. Goes to the kiva. Excuse me. And say that got to do a community work on the kiva, because it's no more individual.
Or they don't have different people who own them individually. What is the word for a kiva?
Oh, kiva, it's, we might say Tutani. Tutani is the name of it.
Mm-hmm. Now, does anybody remember
the
name?
That's one.
That's one.
How do you say more than one?
Tutani. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does anybody remember the names of the kivas as they used to have?
I don't think so.
Well, supposing I give you some. Here, see.
Wait a minute, before let's get that form. If a person said, could you use the expression "my kiva"? Could a person say this?
Well,
or my kiva used to be something like.
Maybe.
My
kiva.
How would you say? Suppose somebody wants to talk about a lot of kivas. He said, "My kivas."
Well, in connection with the kivas, do the women go down in the kivas?
Oh, yeah, they go
and
down.
Children?
Children, too.
Do they get initiated into kivas now? Do they go through when they say they're 12 years old or something like that? Or whatever?
Yeah, they used to, but not anymore.
They don't do that
so
anymore. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Now, did you have Miasiakima? Does that sound familiar? minute to you?
Yes, sir. It's a long time ago. I don't know what's that. Yes, sir.
Cumulus cloud, Kiva, would that be it?
Oh yeah, it's just like cloud some miasia.
You
see
that?
It in a
one cloud, how yeah. Do you say that?
Miasiani.
Miasiani.
Yeah.
Miasiani.
Miasiani.
Does this sound familiar? Achikuma?
Achikuma. Yeah, I don't know what that means. Ah, she
water
some kind
cold.
Of
cold water.
I think so, something
ice.
Like that. Yeah.
Yeah,
something like that, I guess.
Mm-hmm. How about Okuma? For sky? What is the word for sky?
Well, for sky, it's Apune. Apune is sky.
Mm-hmm.
Apune is
yeah.
Sky.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. How would you say, I saw the sky?
Sky, dana apumuna, dana apumuna. I saw the sky. Those are sky and clouds are two different things too, you know.
Yeah.
Apune is sky and pain is cloud.
Pain
is cloud.
Now that's the ordinary word.
Yeah.
Cloud, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pain. And that's the word for cloud, and the word for deer is bene.
Bene, yeah.
Bene,
bene.
How about Ahuma? No, Ahupa. Something, canyon?
Canyon, I guess.
Yeah.
Ahuna is a canyon.
How is it again?
Ahuna is a canyon.
Ahuna?
Yeah.
Hune.
And what would, oh, yeah, the probably would be it. Do you know? Has anybody ever talked about how many kivas they had here at
no,
at Vicarice?
But
you
we've been
stories about.
But we've been finding some kiva in those ruins.
Yeah.
We still haven't been finding some more yet, but I don't know. We don't know how many there were,
mm-hmm.
Was it from the start.
Yeah.
But I think there were a lot of kivas because we've been finding a lot of them. See?
Yeah. Of course, they may not have all been used at one time. That's the other
yeah,
thing.
Yeah. I think.
Been
yeah. Yeah.
Used
right.
At different times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are there any stories about how large the pueblo used to be? You know, the story is that the pueblo
was
very large.
It was, yeah. But nobody exactly know how large it
yeah.
was, but it was a large pueblo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the biggest in the at that time, you know,
mm-hmm.
in those years. And we got a story, but we don't exactly know that it's so, you know, just
yeah.
like. Dr. Dick got a story about it, but somebody else got something else. And but
yeah.
us, we don't really don't know how many people there were at that time.
Yeah. What are the kivas used for now? You said there are four of them still in use. People just go there for dances?
Yeah,
or?
For dances, yeah. That's all we go down there.
And there's no religious significance to them?
No.
Now.
Well, now for instance, last week when you had the
oh yeah.
Did the people who were dancing, did they start from one of the kivas? Or did they start from somebody's house or where?
No, we just used the kiva.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
kiva.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We don't use houses except when we want to rest.
Yeah.
We went to rest at the church, you know.
Now, the racetrack, do the people who go to race go from different kivas too?
They used to be, but not anymore. It's all in one.
One kiva.
Yeah.
They
mm-hmm.
use one of the
mm-hmm.
kivas for racing.
Did the race, did you have a, did you used to divide the pueblo into a north side and a
yeah.
south side?
Yeah, it was like that, yeah.
Do you
north
still do
and
that
south.
For the races now?
We don't, we just picked them out, you know. Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
And how did you say north side and south side? What were those words?
Well, north is, north is Hu Ota. Hu Ota is north. Hu Kota is south.
How's that for south again?
Hu Kota. Hu Kota is south. Hu Ota is north.
Uh-huh. And did you used to speak about north side people and south side people? Did you say that?
No, we don't anymore. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
when you get them to raise, you get them about the same age. Is that what you do now?
Mhm. That's what we do now. Yeah. Mhm.
What is the word for the roundhouse?
Taliwene.
Again.
Taliwene.
Okay. How's the use of the roundhouse different from the use of the kivas? I mean, what do you do in the roundhouse that's different from what you do with the kivas?
Well, we don't use it anymore now.
You don't use the roundhouse
anymore. It's just there, yeah. Just like that old castle there, see?
Yeah.
That's all that's remaining of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. what is the Pikri's word for Comanche?
Pikri's word for Comanche?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mahaina? Does that sound wrong? Mahaina?
You mean Pikri's saying Comanche?
Yeah.
Mahaina.
Huh?
Mahaina.
That's more than one?
Mahaina. Mahaina is one. Mahaina is more than one.
Okay. How about the Plains tribes? Any of the Plains tribes?
Well, Palnane.
What?
Palnane. Palnane is Plains tribe too. Or Palnane is more than one.
Okay. Do you have a word for Red River?
Red River?
Yeah.
Apayane is Red River.
Do you have anything like, here I go.
Apayane means at the Red River.
Yeah, it means water red being like.
At the red river.
How's it again?
Apayimup at the Red River.
Do people at Pikri's ever call Taos by that name about the red willows or anything like
red
that?
Red willow people?
Do you ever call the Taos by that name?
No, we don't. Mm-mm.
Your word for willow is
Isaine.
Isaine.
Yeah.
And but you never call the Taos of the red willow.
No.
Or anything like that.
No.
What do you call the Taos ordinarily?
Tewilini. Tewilini.
Does that mean anything?
Yeah. Well, it means like people living in little houses.
In the house?
Yeah.
What is your word for the Ute Indians?
Yotani.
And more than one?
Yotani is one, and Yotani is more than one.
How about the San Juan Indians?
We got, of course, those Tewas as a whole, is they we call them Tupiani. But there's the places are named just like San Juan. Yeah.
This is wrong. This is the one that we have. This means Tewa.
Tupiani. That's any kind of you might say Tezuki, San Juan, all those ones, but they are Tewa.
Mm-hmm. What do you call those other fellows? The Karis Indians, Cochitiza.
Oh, we got as a whole, we call them Milene. Milene. Yeah.
And what does that mean?
That's Milene. It's just a name. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then you have separate names for the separate places?
Yeah,
too?
We do, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When somebody
dies, you have a Catholic burial, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In addition to that, do you still put the face of the corpse, or did you ever put the face of the corpse, did you put some black paint on it?
No, we don't anymore. We just used to go by the Catholic way.
You don't anymore?
No.
You used to.
Yeah, that's what they used to say, but I didn't see it.
You never saw it. How about feather bunch that they used to put in the hand? Do they put a feather bunch in the hand?
I don't think so anymore, no.
Because
they buried them in the box now,
yeah,
on the coffin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what they used to call this when they used it? The feather bunch?
I don't know what kind of feather they used.
Does this make filina? No, ilina?
Pi.
Pi. Ina?
What's the word for feathers? It's
It's well, they're all kind of feathers.
In general, in a general word for feathers, do you have?
Kine. Kine.
No, that's not. This comes from the Spanish, apparently, from the Spanish word. So
no,
you don't know that one.
That's a good word for
P. I don't know what that means.
They don't. Do they put any food with the corpse anymore?
I don't think they do it anymore. Those kind of because they always yeah. Stuff.
Do they sing any songs?
No,
no
they
Indian
don't.
Songs?
Just the alabao, Spanish.
And do they bathe in the river after death? If
yeah, they
does?
Do. Yeah,
they
yeah,
still do
yeah,
that.
They still do that.
What do you call that when they go to the river?
Oh, just
they?
To wash the body off, you know.
Well, do you do that even in wintertime?
Oh, in the time, wintertime, summer.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime.
You still do that.
Yeah.
What is the word that means he washed or something like that? He washed himself. How do you say that?
Wash, to take
wash.
A bath.
Yeah.
Tuka mehu. We going to wash to take a bath. Give matu achi means we going to take a bath. Matu alan means he took a bath. Tukane it's a.
Tukane.
Yeah, bathing.
Now, do you have a word for an Indian doctor?
Kani, that's all we got. Kani.
And more than one?
Kani.
Do you have anybody who is an Indian doctor?
No.
Mm-mm.
Used to go down. We don't anymore.
Yeah. You know, they didn't have any even as far long ago as 1925.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do people here ever still go to some of these old... Spanish ladies for doctoring?
No, we don't. I don't because go to the regular doctor.
Sure.
Yeah.
But does anybody at the Pueblo?
I don't think so.
Them?
I never heard anybody going there. No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Now, when the person dies, do you know the name of the place where they're supposed to go? You know, traditionally, according to the stories of the police.
Well.
You don't remember?
I don't know
where
they go because.
Now, here's a term. Well, I'll give you the translation.
Mm-hmm.
You can probably make it out better than mine. White Sun Place. Did you ever hear of that place?
No.
White
Sun Place.
On. No, you read that, George. You can do better than I can.
Yeah, means white, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Atu means white.
Sun, white sun.
It would be
a
white sun place
or something.
Like
that. Have you heard of it ever? No. Do you have such a name for a place?
No.
It's supposed to be somewhere between Dixon and Villard.
Oh, I don't know. I never heard that.
You never heard that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, see, this was way back, you know,
this
a lot
was
of years ago.
In 1937.
These things down.
See.
Mm-hmm. Way back. Maybe it was still remembering at that time,
yeah,
but they never did use it, you see.
They don't use it now.
Way back, yeah, see. Way
mm-hmm.
back.
Okay. Do they, what kind of food do they farm here now? Are there any people doing any farming?
Oh, very little, but they still...
You have fields that you
We still plant corn,
yeah.
Pumpkins, and beans.
What do you call pumpkins?
Pane is one. Pane is more than one.
Mm-hmm. And beans?
Tane is one. Tane is more than one.
And
Ine, of course, you know.
That's corn.
Yeah, Ine, Ine.
Did you have a way of saying wheat?
Well, we say setane.
Setane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One. Setane.
That's grass.
Yeah. Seeds, yeah. So we used to call it wheat.
Wheat. Yeah, grass
seed, like, yeah.
Seed grass.
Uh-huh. Or wheat seed or something like that.
Do you have anybody plant any alfalfa or tomatoes or cabbage?
Oh, we've got alfalfa, but maybe not
much.
Too much anymore.
Mm-hmm. Not barley or oats?
What do you call alfalfa out here?
The same as Spanish.
What is
alfalfa.
Alfalfa.
Yeah. Alfalfa. I think there's no words for it.
Alfalfa.
How do you say that again?
Alfalfa. Alfalfa. Funny, but the right way is Chanhotene. That's the Indian word. Chanhotene. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they use it in Spanish more. Papani. Yeah, I don't know why.
Do you still go on rabbit drives? Anybody still go on a rabbit drive?
Around the
rabbits?
Oh, we used to, yeah. See, that was a nice. I used to go. Way around, you know, just take the everybody goes, you know, kids and all the whole family, you know.
Do they still do that?
No, they don't.
Nobody
they quit,
anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just to, as a picnic, you know, used to call it picnic. Just hunt, you know, a little exercise with running up the rabbits in a circle, just to exercise. Mm-hmm. And so it was mostly a picnic, you know, for everybody, so the whole community.
How about deer hunts? Does anybody go deer hunting anymore?
Oh, we do, yeah. When there's a season open.
Oh, then
these
people go.
Yeah.
Do you have any traditional things that you do with it, or do you just go by yourself?
Oh, just go by ourselves.
Does anybody still make boots for bride?
No. Mm-mm. They don't. Mm-mm.
Did you used to make those big white boots? Something like the ones the Taos ladies
like
have?
Those one over there? Hmm? Like those one over there? Those ones came from Taos.
Yeah.
I think the Taos are the only ones that make those kind of already.
Yeah, they don't make any kind of boots then for the brides.
No.
Good mini.
It all depends. Good mini is this kind too, you know.
Yeah.
Mm. But you got to put that I good mini in Indian magazine.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Indian. I good mini. Yeah. Indian, sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. The scalp house. What would be the word for the scalp house?
Scalp house. Let's see. Huh? It has more scalp.
Yeah.
Tone, maybe. Scalp house.
Mm-hmm. Are there any ruins of a scalp house here around Picaris still? Or?
I think there might be one, but we never did touch it anymore. They said there used to be one, yeah. I don't know where, but there used to be one.
Do you know anything about when they used to kill deer and the deer hunts? Do they ever drink the blood of the deer?
I think they still do because that's good for your heart. They say,
oh,
really? Yeah, it's good for your health.
Do they put delay the direction in any way when they kill a deer before they drink the blood? Do they have any?
No, just. Out in the mountain when it's kind of warm yet, you know.
Mm-hmm. What happens if you kill a deer? Do you bring it back and give it to the various people? Do you share it with the people in the pueblo?
We used to, but we don't anymore.
You don't.
Yeah. It's sort of, I don't know, that's forgotten already,
yeah.
You know. I used to share it among the, you know, relatives especially.
Mm-hmm.
But not anymore. Everybody's tight.
Yeah, they just take and save it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
They used to have eagles that used to be shot and trapped. Does anybody ever talk about that or saving the feathers for any reason?
We don't even have eagles around here anymore.
What do you call an eagle?
Chiwene. Chiwene.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what do you call a hawk?
Hawk? Well, that's for 4 or 5 different kinds of hawks, see?
Yeah, different names.
Yeah,
different
names. What do you call a sparrowhawk? Chilene. Yeah, they want to catch little birds.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they got all kind of hawk, you know, just white tail and those red tail and those spotted tail. Queen of High Money is those red tails. Point high moon is red tail, and point tulane, it does have striped feathers. Tail. Point tulane, it's anything spotty.
Do you have a general word for hawk?
Well, tult ayene is a heart. Tult ayene, that's a, any kind of hawk. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hawk, sky hawk or any kind of hawk. Mm-hmm. Yeah, night owl, night hawk.
Do the Pequis Indians ever make any, do any beadwork the way the Plains Indians did, you know, make armbands or a beadwork on the moccasins?
Just a very little, very little.
Right. Yeah. They don't do it now?
Some I think still some still do it, yeah.
What would you call a beaded moccasin?
Kunekumene. Kunekumene.
Kunekumene.
Yeah. I speed it.
Now, I think we got the terms for all the officers before, didn't we? Do you still have, you have three war captains, do you?
Yeah, we do, yeah.
You have the... Yeah, well, why don't we just go through? I know I have it somewhere, but
three war captains.
Yeah, it's the war chief, the war captain.
What do you call
chief,
him?
He's the chief, and then he got the two assistants.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
two assistants.
I'm one of them.
What is the word for your war captain
then?
And that means?
A war captain.
Yeah, but I mean, what does it mean?
The leader.
Yeah.
Officer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Officer. And
mm-hmm.
What does the first part mean?
Slaven, it's
an
officer.
But the first part of it?
Hot Hornen means just a war captain, anything that you go
outside
to war.
Well, does that mean anything like the chase or the
yeah.
hunt or
something? Yes,
like
somebody that. Chasing, going after the enemy.
Going, yeah.
Yeah.
What's that word again?
Hot. Hot seven.
And
what are the assistants called?
The same.
The same.
Yeah, first and second.
Mm-hmm. How would you say that first assistant in Picarese thing?
Hot seven, and then hot seven. Pupani is second. Hot seven kewani is the last one. It's Hosawa Pupan is right with the war, yeah, next to the.
And the last one is?
Hosawa Kewan is the last war captain.
Mm-hmm.
And the governor is called what?
Sawyani.
Sawyani.
Yeah.
Now, do you have this other word, Tapone?
Yeah, that's Muse Taos. They use it Tapone.
When you're talking about the Taos governor, you call him Tapone.
Tapone, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But do we know what they mean by
yeah.
saying that to us?
What do you call their governor?
Sawane.
That's the leader.
Yeah.
The officer.
Mm-hmm.
The officer leader.
Now, you don't have a cacique.
No.
Did you have more than one cacique?
Oh, at that time they said they would have more than one, but not now anymore. We don't even got one.
Don't have any.
Uh-uh.
Would you call him a Sawyane?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's another word for cacique. What is the word for cacique?
Hmm.
Is that Ku'ot? Does that sound right?
How?
Ku'ot? Or Ku'ot?
No, that's... Northern, southern side, Ukwetaten.
That just means south side?
Yeah, south side.
Yeah. And what is the north side?
Ukwetaten.
Yeah. But the, what it
was... That's talking more than one, see?
Hmm?
If you're talking more than one, the Ukwetaten is more than one. There's a lot of them. But Ukwetaten means just one.
Oh.
Yeah.
One. What?
Hu otate, it means one.
One north side
person. One north side person.
Yeah.
And
hu
otatene.
South. Sorry, give me the plural.
Hu otatene is more than one.
Mm-hmm. And what do you say, one south side person?
Hu kotate.
And more than one?
Hu kotatene.
Mm-hmm. And you don't remember the word for kasiki?
I was trying to think, but I don't remember.
We'll come back to that. It'd be nice if you could remember, just as a matter of interest. people who are the officers, what is the term for them? Would you have a term like Tufiane? Do you know, does that sound right?
That's, you mean the officers?
Well, what is that, the Tufiane?
Well, we got church, for the church, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that one, you mean the,
No, this is supposed to be a general term for the town chiefs plus the kasiki that used to be used. And it breaks down to te for house, kla for wood, piana for making, apparently. I don't know if this is right or not. That's why I was asking whether he'd ever heard of this.
That's not a word that we don't use them anymore.
Well, that's what we're trying to check out to see if these are used at all.
Big house maker or something.
Well, I guess that doesn't mean anything. Let me see if this is coming out. What is the name, or do you still have a name for a hunt chief?
Hunt chief.
Yeah.
What was the word for hunt chief?
You don't have it now. How would you say it, George? You're better at this.
Well, hunting is chu, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hunting. And then do you have a word like do nene, meaning a leader or something like that?
Oh,
boss
leader, yeah.
Leader.
How
do you say
that?
Onene.
Yeah, leader.
How would you say then the chut onene?
Chut onene, yeah.
Is that a word you've heard before?
Yeah, that's what I heard before, that way back.
Yeah. What is it called?
Chut onini. Chut onini.
Okay.
That's the leader of the hunt, the hunting.
Now, do you remember ever when people were belonging to the kivas, what they were called? You know the names of the kiva, different kiva people? Did you remember
I don't know how they used to call them.
Now the only one we have, two, water people and rainbow people. Does that sound familiar to you?
Water people.
How would you say water people?
At
okay.
Yeah, well, that's just
water.
It just means
water.
Water
people.
Yeah.
Does that, have you heard that before for anybody belonging
to
the Cuba? How about rainbow people? How would you say rainbow?
I heard that there were some people living way back there in the hills that they were called rainbow people.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was the one.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Do they ever have clowns at Pickery's like they do at different pueblos in Open
Dance? We had, but a few years ago, we still had them, you know, for San Lorenzo.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
We used clown poles like...
What did you
call it? Awayene.
Huh?
Awayene.
And what does that mean?
That means clown.
You never, did you ever call them by the kind of name that they use up at the house where they call them the black guys?
Yeah, I know, Chief Hulin, they call them, yeah.
Never did that.
I know how they call them too.
Yeah.
Chief Hulin, black eye.
People.
Yeah,
black eyes.
Now,
well, that's because they used to paint the black paint around their eyes. Yeah.
Now, at the solstice, summer solstice and winter solstice, do you have a term for it? Well, winter solstice being December, like Pumahulene. What, do you have such a word?
Mm-mm.
When the sun turns or something.
Summer
or
turning
that
is a translation there.
Yeah,
right?
Well, now
yeah.
Summer
turning. For summer is spell. How do you say summer now?
Summer.
The word for summer.
Belta.
In the summer or something. Do you have a word like belene or something for summer? You don't say that.
Belta, we say.
Belta
summer.
Belta is in the summer.
Yeah.
Then How do you say to turn around?
Machulene,
would that be turning?
Mama, to turn around.
To turn around.
Yeah.
So could you say the summer turning? Bel machulene.
Bel tamachulene. Bel tamachulene.
I don't
know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Say it.
That's all. Try this one.
See Look, these are not possible. Put together that way, you can't do it.
Well,
know.
She did it.
Yeah, I know. And that's it. But that was all.
All right, for summer solstice, you don't have a term that you use for that anymore either.
No.
But do you still do you have a term? What do you call, for instance, Christmas Day? What do you have a special word?
Nofiata, we call it. Nofiata.
That's night fire.
Yeah, Nofia means night fire.
Nofia.
Day.
At the night fire time.
Where is it again?
Nofiata.
Okay. Do you have? Well, they still have this in Taos, more or less. The so-called quiet period in December.
We don't hear anymore.
When they don't do certain kinds
yeah,
of things?
I know at the Taos they do. They don't even drive a wagon or anything like that.
Well, that's what they say.
Yeah, that's what
they
say.
Drive them.
Yeah.
We
don't have that in here.
What did you call that time when they used to have a quiet period?
I don't know what they call it, just a quiet period.
Kiatene?
Kiatene is quiet period. Kiate means quiet.
Kiate.
Kiate means quiet. You talk. Somebody's talking about for him to be quiet. Say captain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is far as I know.
Yeah. Be quiet. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so captain might have been what they call the quiet period then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you don't have that anymore. Do you know how long it's been since you haven't had it? Do you have any idea?
I don't know how.
You don't remember going to it yourself.
No.
This is outside your lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a time at corn harvest or corn planting time, any kind of ritual now, or do people just go plant the fields?
We just go out and plant.
Yeah, you don't have anything special. All right, now, we have the big time of the year is San Lorenzo Day. Of course, at Christmas time you have the Matachina.
Mm-hmm.
You do any other dances beside the Matachina?
No,
Christmas?
They said, my daddy used to say that they used to dance Indian dances at those days before the Spanish came.
Yeah.
You see, this is sort of us.
Matachinas.
Yeah, Matachinas.
Yeah, I know it's
yeah.
Spanish dance.
Yeah.
But,
way back they used to have Indian dances.
Yeah.
Like deer dance or corn dance or something like that, you know.
Yeah.
But now.
What do you call a corn dance?
Ipulene. Ipulene. Ine. Yeah. Ine is corn, yeah. Corn dance.
What, do you do the corn dance now?
Yeah, we still do the corn
dance. When do you do it?
Oh, the last time we did was not long ago, but, well, San Anthony Day.
Last
San Anna Day, yeah.
Oh, when is that? When is that?
It was in
July
26th.
Wow.
July
26th.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any word like
Gonse Pulene, that's the same as that's the corn dance, yeah. Gonse Pulene, that's the same.
Do you do the eagle dance?
Well, we do it, yeah.
What is it called? What is the eagle dance called?
Chiu Pulene. Chiu Pulene, it's an eagle.
Now,
is
this
dance.
The dancers or just the dance? These
just
are the eagle dancers.
Just
what
you
gave us.
No,
Chiu Pulene. It's a
dance.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
How do you say he is dancing? He's dancing.
Pulehu,
he is dancing.
And he danced? Yeah. Ipulehu means more than one.
They are dancing.
Yeah.
Now, how do you say they danced like last week or something?
Ipulen. If we live.
Now, do you have any dances on January 1st
No, we don't. No.
We don't have that anymore. How about January 6th?
Sometimes we do, yeah. It all depends on the weather.
But
yeah.
You don't have it every year?
No, we don't.
Now, what kind of dance would you do on January 6th? What kind of dances would you
do? Well, I usually do, some kind of animal dance, maybe yeah, buffalo dance, maybe
buffalo
deer
dance,
maybe something like that, you know.
You call a buffalo dance
Gat Pulene.
Bang Pulene. Deer dance.
Bang Pulene.
Do you have anything called a shield dance?
We used to have it, but we haven't danced that one. I wanted for them to dance that, but shield dance, yeah.
What do you call it?
Guil Pulene. Guilemo is shield. Guilemo.
And more than one shield would be?
Guilene.
When would you do the shield dance? When would that be done? Anytime?
Oh, anytime when they ask for it, you know.
When do you regularly have dances? You have them at Christmas time. You have them, of course, on August 10th. You sometimes have them on January 6th.
Yeah, on the...
And then say you had it in July. What other times do you
on
have
the Saint day? On the Saint's Day, like Candelaria Day and...
When is that?
Oh, that's in February.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember the date. I think it's
well.
13 or something like that.
But do you have it every year or just sometimes?
Sometimes we do, yeah. Because winter dances are pretty hard to have them because we got weather. You know, we have a lot of snow.
Are these open to the public?
Yeah, it's open
for
the public. But it's hard to advertise it in the winter time because you hardly won't get any people.
Yeah.
But maybe now because the roads are better.
Oh, Candelaria is February 2nd, I have.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. February 2nd.
Now, basket dance, do you do the basket dance?
Yeah, we
you
had, we had yeah.
What do you call the basket dance?
Unt in imo, it's a basket. Unt in ine, more than one.
Okay. How about a war dance? Do you do that ever?
We had one not long ago. I don't remember what day it was, but it was this year.
Mm.
We had a we call it bonfire dance,
mm-hmm.
War dance. We had it out in by the Kivas.
Oh.
We had a dance first, what we call spring dance or straight arm dance.
What and are the Pikris words for this?
Khaton, straight arm dance.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the night, we have the bonfire. We advertised it, and there's some people came up from Taos and Santa Fe, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Oh. What is the bonfire dance called?
Hop Hulene.
And what is the war dance called? Or do you have
that's the one. Yeah. Hop Hulene.
What other times do you have dances then? Do you have dances in the springtime?
Oh yeah.
What the
first one is that straight arm dance. We usually have it early part of the spring.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, different kind of dances, you know,
like
corn dance or eagle dance or buffalo or elk or deer.
What is the elk dance called?
Do pulene. Do ne is elk. Yeah. Do ne is more than one.
Now, in February or March, they used to open the ditch before the finding of the food, I suppose, and they used to stand around and sing. Do you know anything about that?
Well, nowadays we just clean the ditch in order to have water in the spring before we plant our crop, something especially for corn, you know.
Well, do women bring food to the
They
men
used
they
to.
Work?
They used to bring some food to the...
What do you call the irrigation ditch?
Akiani. Yeah.
Do you have dances at any time other than on August 10th now? Do you ever have a relay dance?
Relay dance, no.
No. Just a foot race.
Just a foot race, yeah.
What do you call a race?
Kuiwene.
Now, are there any ceremonial dances that go along with the races?
No, just the race.
Do you have anything for All Souls Day? dead
also
day.
Also day.
Yeah. I guess what is it?
November
the last
first.
Day of November? Or
first
no, day? Just sometime we have a mass that's about.
What do you call All Souls Day?
It's you. Multoni. Multoni, we call it.
Do you know, have you ever heard of a thing called Piwini Tuwena? Does that mean anything?
Huh?
Piwini Tuwena. Tuwena, I'm sorry. Dead day or something like that?
Piwtoni, you mean? Piwtoni. That's that people's day. Piwtoni.
What would that be?
Dead people day.
Dead people day.
Mm-hmm.
Do you use that expression?
Sometimes, yeah. We do, but we call it multoni. Very
mm-hmm.
Multo, multoni is yeah, that includes the All Soul Day and then the next day, which is I don't know how they call it, another day that comes with it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I want to get some of this later, but I want to get into the directions. Since we don't have much time today. Do you have any colors associated with the different directions?
Different direction?
Colors.
Yeah.
That
like
go
for
with
instance,
them?
A certain color that goes with north, another color that goes with south, or anything like that?
Well, we just got the name of the directions, that's all.
Now, how many directions do you have?
We got five.
Mm-hmm.
Five directions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tupupa. It's east.
Uh-huh.
The opa, it's north.
Uh-huh.
The non, it's west. The kwata, it's south. And then bima, it's between south and east. That's the
uh-huh.
directions we got.
Now, what is the one between south and east?
Bima.
Uh-huh. Now, is there any reason why
that's
you have another one between south and east? Is that
that's what I always like to find out myself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the middle of those different names. That's what I figure out myself.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
Bima,
let's see,
the middle, the middle.
Where, which way from here is this?
Bima.
Bima.
It's between where the south and the east is. Be right here.
Hmm.
Right here.
Is that where the mountain is? Is it? No.
No.
Does that go up your river or anything?
No,
or
it don't. It just crosses out like that. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah, it's toward that Baltic way up there. You know that Hikarita. It's right straight through there. I don't know why they got that middle name for that. Bima. Bima. It's right in the middle between south and.
And that means in the middle.
Yeah,
it?
In the middle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe in the middle of all these names here.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the way I always think, you know. Yeah.
Do you have, for directions, do you have anything that might be up and down? You don't consider those directions?
No. Mm-hmm. No, we don't.